AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports inflation unexpectedly slowed last month.
Consumer prices were up 2.7% in November from a year earlier. They had risen 3% on an annual basis in September. This was the first report since because of a government shutdown delay, and forecasters had expected the same number. President Trump last night touted easing inflation while arguing he inherited an economic mess.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
Still, inflation remains above the Federal Reserve's 2% target, partly because of the president's tariffs. And while they've so far been less inflationary than feared, they are still affecting prices and complicating the Fed's decisions about whether to keep cutting interest rates to support a slowing jobs market. Sagar Magani, Washington.
FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino says he'll resign next month. He announced his departure, which had been expected, in a post on X, in which he said he was grateful for the, quote, opportunity to serve with purpose. He did not say when in January he would leave or reveal his future plans. President Trump, in response to a question earlier in the day about Bongino's fate, said,
Dan did a great job. I think he wants to go back to his show.
Bongino had hosted a conservative podcast for years. He used his platform to repeatedly rail against FBI leadership and to promote conspiracy theories related to the Epstein sex trafficking case and pipe bombs discovered in Washington on January 6, 2021. The Trump administration has announced a massive package of arms sales to Taiwan, valued at more than $10 billion. The sale includes medium-range missiles, howitzers, and drones. It's drawn an angry response from China. This is AP News. The Pope has named the next Archbishop of New York. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Pope Leo XIV has named a fellow Chicagoan as the next Archbishop of New York. He's Bishop Ronald Hicks, who's been the Bishop of Joliet, Illinois for about 5 years, serving some 520,000 Catholics. Hicks will replace the retiring Cardinal Timothy Dolan, who submitted his resignation in February. The 58-year-old Hicks grew up in South Holland, Illinois, and once told a local TV station that he and Pope Leo, the former Robert Prevost, grew up in the same neighborhood, even though they didn't meet until last year. In November, Hicks endorsed a special message from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops condemning the Trump administration's immigration raids. I'm Donna Warder.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.